This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perek Yudal Mishnah Dal. As we're moving from different types of Kli Matchis to others, now we're talking about Hatmeim Sheba Agolo, which means which Chalokim of the different parts that keep animals, a wagon, horses, animals, going, traveling, etc., which are the parts that control the different apparatuses are Mekabel Tumah, which are not. Now the basic premise over here is that each piece is a Dovah Mekabel Tumah B'fnei Atzmoy. Each one operates by itself. Now obviously you can't just put on one piece onto the behemoth and expect it to be effective. The whole apparatus of the straps and the chains and the parts that hold everything together work together. Now, each piece is considered over here as a Dovah B'fnei Atzmoy. Oil shomateches, an oil is some type of metal piece that goes on the neck of the behemoth. Normally, the pashup shad in the word oil legabi behemoth is like you have in Pashas Chukas. By poradum, asher le'ol le'ol oil, which means going along its back or on its neck. Over here, the Rambam Lamaisa has a metal piece that connects two oxen standing next to each other. And they're going to pull a strong, big wagon. And they're going to pull it with a metal stretched across both their necks. It's not around their neck. It's across. And to that is going to be attached the whole agola. So that's the first piece. And it's Mekabel Tumah. Shute Kli Mateches. Vakatrov. This is another piece of metal. It's underneath the necks of the behemoths. It's another piece that goes under the necks of one behemoth to another behemoth. Vaknofayim habakablus esaretzuos. So picture a big metal pole running along the top, that's the oil, along the bottom of the two necks of the behemoths. Not alongside each animal, but going from animal to animal, holding the two of them together in one framework. That's the That's the one that's called the katrov. Vaknofayim hamekabloys esaritzuos. These are pieces of metal that are on the side of the katrov that the ritzuos that go underneath the necks of the animals and they're attached to the oil. They're tied down from there to these knofayim. Those are also metal. Vabarzol shetachas tzavrei abehema. If the ropes would be pulled tight, the ritzuos, so it choke the animal. So there's a piece of metal over there that's by the neck of the animal to make sure that the rope doesn't get pulled too tight against the neck of the animal. That's the Bazo Shataka Sabre Behema. Hasoymech. Hasoymech is something obviously that gives support. It's a ring over here that's in the middle of the oil. In this ring goes the moit, the piece that will control the that will help the Shvarim schlep the Agola. That's the way the Rav explains it. Vamachger, this is some type of chain that's underneath the neck of the animal. Vatamchuyos, tamchuyos are usually plates. A tamchuy is usually what they go around collecting food for Aniyim. So the tamchuy, they are flat discs, like small plates. And they're on the tzavar habehema. So it says that rests on the neck of the behemoth in order to blunt the impact of the oil, that shouldn't put too much lachatz, too much pressure on the neck of the animal. Ha'inbol, inbol is a bell that's on the neck of an animal to make noise. This way you can hear it coming. V'hatzinoiro, some type of hook that's put holding on to the weight on the, to hold the weight of the agola, the connective device. Umasmer hamechabes kulon. Any masmer that's made to hold together these type of chalakim, any peg that's made, is also a davar mekabel tumah. They're all pshutei kli mateches, they're all mekabel tumah. The next Mishnah says, hatoirin sheba agola. You have the fakir. These are the kelim that are tohor. Ha'oil hamitzupa. We're talking over here, the Mefarshim say an oil That's metal, but the metal is only a covering. Be'etzim, it's kliyetz. The first Mishnah, Mishnah Dal, we had oil shomateches. It's clear we're talking about kelim of metal. That's why pshute kli mateches on the kabel tumo. We're talking about pshute kliyetz. The chiddush is only that it's covered, even though we've had this chiddush before. But the Mishnah repeats that. Knafayim wasuim lenoi. Knafayim that are not functional. They're just there on the sides of the animal, just to give it a little bit of a tzura. So those are takshite behema. We've had before the takshite behema. We had in Perikid Beis on not mekabel tuma. Ushveforos hamashmiya is hakol. There is a noise, but this noise is not loud enough to actually serve a purpose. The inbal that we had in the previous Mishnah, the noise over there gives advance notice to anybody to clear the path of the animal coming. It's servicing. Mashengen over here, it's a light noise. The light noise is not considered more than a takshit. Vo'avor. Avar is miloshin aver, is very often a loshin that's used for lead. It's a taksha that's made of a forest of lead. Shabitzad savre behema. It's on the side of the neck of the behema. It's taksha de behema. Hasoyvev shal galgal. It's a piece of metal that goes around the wheel. The wheel is made of eitz. It's pshute kli eitz. The metal that goes around is like a tzipui. We just said that the tzipui of a kli eitz is not mekabel tuma. Hatasim, these are pieces of metal that are put on the animal. Lenoi tachshite behema not mekabel tuma. Tzipuyim, they're also a tzipui for the wagon or for the kelim of the wagon. Ushar kol masmeros, except for the masmer which is mechabes kulon, which is a functional part of the whole apparatus. These are just used to hold up these pieces that we just mentioned. Tahir. Let's stop over here. Let's point out one very important thing. We said in the last Mishnah and a half that what we're talking about is if the kli be'etzim is made out of metal, then it's mekabel tuma. If it's made be'etzim out of eitz, even if it's mitzupa with mateches, it's not mekabel tuma. This is the Rambam. When Azir states in Rav, the Rambam is l'shitosoi. We had before in Perikud Aleph, Mishnah Dal, the kli eitz mitzupa mateches is tohor. The Rambam passes way la'alochim peik dal hilchus kelim. L'maisa, the shita of the Rash, over there in Perikud Aleph, and we'll have this also in Perek Chov Beis, and this is also Shita Rashi in Chagiga Daf Chov Dal, the Ravid in Kalim we just mentioned Perek Dal Halacha Beis, the Pshute Kli Eitz Hametzupa Mamateches Mekabel Tumah, because we see the Tzipui as the Ikra Kli. No, so why don't we say over here that it's Tomei? Why over here is the Oil Hametzupa is Tahor? So what you're gonna have to say is that there's a critical vort over here Lefi the Rashi and Lefi Rashi. The only time the tzipui makes the whole kli be mekabel tumah is only when the tzipui is there letzorich shimush. It makes it better. Over here, we're talking about a tzipui which is made lenoi. Lamaisa, when you look at the Rosh over here on the side, and he says it's vapela. The Rosh says that by oil ha'osu barzel tohor, and a mitzupa barzel is tameh, which is, of course, beyond comprehension. Mitzupa with metal can't be more royal the kabel tumah than pure metal. So what you have to say is, this is the Rosh that he said in Perikid Aleph Mishnah Dal we had over there, that it says over there, Mitzupa Torah is talking about Barzel Tohor, that's Mitzupa with Barzel Tomei, and since the Etzim Kli is Tohor, the Tzipui itself does not carry with it the tumah. Now it's only a Tzipui, so now it's bottled to the Etzim Kli is Tohor. The Shaila is over here, you're going to say, what's the Tumi Yishona? Over there, the discussion was Tumi Yishona, the Gabi becoming David Tomei again. Over here, it's not Mashman in the Mishnah, we're talking about Tumi Yishona. That was the discussion over there. Okay, the next case in the Mishnah, Sandle Behema Shom Mateches. We have shoes of an animal that are made out of metal. This is what's known in English as horseshoes. Blacksmiths always used to make, fit it onto the horse's feet, this way it doesn't get injured when it goes on gravel. Tmeim, you have to say that's a kli by itself. To say that the shoe of a behemah is mekabel tumah, al it's a kli, it's only something that's mishamish the behemah. It shouldn't be mekabel tumah. So you have to say that it has some type of usage. The mafarshim say over here is the Rav says of Yisho Asuin, lishtes be'machi chaya ba'mokoma. They use them as cups. Shalsham, if it's made out of some other material, not metal, it's made out of some type of reed, some type of natural material, tohirin, because lamaisa doesn't have a clay kibble. Even though theoretically one could pour themselves a drink in it, but it's not used as such. So it doesn't have a din mekabel tuma. Hasayif, there's a sword. Me'emesai mekabel tuma. Mishe yishufenu, when it's smoothed out with something that that scrapes it, that should have a smooth finish. Vasakin, a knife is not a mlashimish. Remember that even when the sword could be used or the knife could be used, when it's not a finished product, it's called goyel meklimateches, which is not mekabel tuma, it has to be a finished product. The yishufenu is the end product of the saif. The sakin needs also mishiyash chiseno when it's sharpened. With an oven, this is a rack that's used for sharpening a knife. That's when it comes to a good finish, and that's when it's very lishimush. The Rav explains that this saif that we're talking about, the sakin, is talking about shemale chalud that became rusty and it became unfit for use. When it's first made, the Rishayim bring down something Gemara above Mitzvah Daf Pei Dalid Omer Aleph. So B'yechon and Shlokish say that if it's a new knife, it's when it's hardened in the kivshon, it's turned into, that's when it's a knife. It doesn't have to be honed to a fine sharpness. It's still mekabel tuma. We're talking over here about a saif, a sakin, which is malach haluda. So Mela, when does it revert back to being a kli? Only when taka was prepared ready for use. A saif is enough with a chlika, because a saif, with a sword, a person chops. It's more like a cut, even if it's not mamish sharpened on an even hashchazel. A knife has to be mamish to a sharp edge, because that's what it's used. It's used without swinging it. It's used just by swiftly shechting something, or cutting something. It has to work under those circumstances. Lemaisa, it's not mufush nigmar bamitzi over there. The Gemara Bava Metzia says, the Gemara brings the shir of Rabbi Yechon Mishiyitzof and Bekivshon, which Losh Nomen Mishiyitzachzachon Bamayim, when it's made as a final material, not when it comes to a fine, sharp edge. So Tosfos over there is Miyashv, you have to say one is by Malach Halud and one is by Kli Chodosh. Lamaisa the Rambam Per Chesel Chizkel Malach Habez brings down the Rabbi Tchilsas Yosson. You have the kashrut of the Sugya Bava Metzia, but it's also the pashtus of the Mishnah by us. Lamaisa, the Rash and the Rama by us don't mention it. We're talking about Malach Halud. They're clearly not going to places. So what are you going to say? You're going to say, you have to say, this is the Goyin over here says, that the Sugya Bava Metzia is a Braisa, and it's Chalik on the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh are arguing over there. You look at the Gemara over there, Pshat and the Braisa, but there's a Machlokes Taka. The Braisa is going with the Shita that holds. The Braisa holds like Rambam Gamliel. We had this before in Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Vov. That Golmei Kli Matochos, which are Mekabel Tuma, are Mishas Shehem Ru'im L'Malocha, even before it's Nishlama Meleches Noyam. That's not considered a part of the, what makes it into a fire to get Kli. As long as the Shimush is Roy, even if it's not the way it's used, because it's not Bin Noyo. Mashenkin, we go that the klimateches has to be roy also l'shimusha, ba'ifin hayoyser roy, and Mamel, it's not enough that it's roy to be used; it has to be used b'tzura hayoyser toiva, and Mamel, that's why the Mishnah gives a different shear. And Lamaisa, they're passing like the Mishnah by us, not like the Braisa. Shaz only in Tesanta Orim Pshat Mishnah's Taris is mayor this. That where the person doesn't plan on finishing up the Kli Mateches, so the Golmel Kli Mateches, which has a functional use, L'Chol, should be enough, because you're keeping it that way. Why doesn't the Rambam bring the Machlokes B'Yechon Shlokesh, Legabe Asayif V'Sakin, that the Bailam doesn't plan on making into a final product? Over there, there should be a Machlokes. Okay, so it's not a final product. When is it called functional? So on that, there should be a Machlokes B'Yechon Shlokesh. A little bit of a tzarek here. We'll just go back to point out a horror by Sandlei Behema, because this is really what we discussed as the subject of a sugya and Shabbos Daf Nun Tes. Remember, there's a lot of overlap in Hilchas Tuma to sugyas in the prokem about Takshitim Levushim of Behemis of Adam, the fifth and the sixth prokem of Shabbos. So over there on Daf Nun Tes, the Gemara says Sandal Shomatechas Lamaychazi. And Rashi explains, what do you mean l'may chazi? It's a horseshoe. And Rashi says, yimishum behema in takshat l'behema. So first of all, we explained that's why you need a secondary use, which the Gemara says, Amar Rav roi lishtes by mayim b'molchoma. Mishnah's Taras over here brings the idea, brings a ritva and Shabbos Tav Samach Dalet, that the miut of shol behema is davka as takshat shol behema. But what's also l'tashmish with the behema is a chametame. L'chay, the horseshoes are not a takshin shel behema. They're there as a chelik of the shimush of the behema. You want to ride a behema 20, 30, 50 miles, its feet are going to get injured. It needs horseshoes in order to survive such a ride, to keep on working. So, Mel, that's not takshin, that's shimush. Why is that takin not mekabel tuma? That's a tzarchin. Vinish vidi gemara does ask the kasha. Rashi is the one who says, because they're in takshin le behema. Rav says, roi lishtes b'mayim l'molchoma. Reb Yochanan says, because what happens if the person would want to flee the battlefield, the soldier himself, he would take the horseshoes, he would yank them off the horse, and he would be manich al raglov to be able to run away in a forest, al koitzim al barkan. He wants to run over a place where people generally don't run. So he's going to put the horseshoes, which are metal, on his feet, and he'll be able to run through something which otherwise his feet would get injured. So Mele, it has a shimush la'adam. The shaila is, if they're shoes, then they should be metame medris. This is a kasha that's asked. Tosis asked the kasha. Tosis says that they're not metame medris because they're not miyuchid for an adam, but since they do have such a shimush, that's why they're metame even when they're serving as horseshoes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.